It is thought aircraft bombs, missiles and booby traps littered among collapsed buildings in the region will delay the distribution of aid. Well, joining me live on LBC News is Andrew Moore. He's the Middle East Director at the HALO Trust. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Faye.
So how challenging would you say the situation is when it comes to attempting to deliver aid and then there is this worry of unexploded bombs?
I think the first thing I should say is that none of this is new to us. HALO Trust is best known for the famous minefield walk in Angola that Princess Diana conducted in 1997. But actually, for all of our 37 years of history, we've been dealing with bombs in the cities of Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Angola, and right now in Syria. So this is not a new problem for us. But obviously, Gaza presents distinct challenges. It's a very dense environment, heavily populated, and the destruction is huge. And of course, we're uncertain about what the governance will hold. But the key thing is that buried amongst all of that rubble will be lots of unexploded bombs and ordnance that need to be disposed of safely in order for the reconstruction to happen and for aid to be delivered safely. You know, it litters roads and routes as well. So it's essential that we get as many of our bomb disposal experts into Gaza as quickly as possible to ensure that people are as safe as possible and aid and reconstruction can happen as safely and as efficiently as possible.
So do you have bomb disposal teams already there, or are they hoping to head there soon? How will this work, do you think?
So we've had teams in Gaza already this year. I myself visited earlier in the year, and we had a couple of specialists attached to the United Nations last month. And now we have teams ready at a small scale initially. You know, we need to ramp up. We're uncertain of the governance environment. We need to ensure that everyone is safe. But we have small teams ready to go, and we're ready to have a full spectrum of ramp up of that scale as quickly as possible. So we want as many people into Gaza, and we need funding for that, but as quickly as possible.
I mean, you mentioned obviously how difficult it is, you know, the actual work you do, obviously, of locating any bombs or munitions that may be unexploded. Is there particular challenges in Gaza because of the situation there? And as you've mentioned, there's lots of questions at the moment about how the region will be governed. And it's still tense, I imagine, there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think safety is a huge concern for our staff at the moment. We don't know if we're going to see a power vacuum, whether we'll see criminal gangs fighting, and whether, you know, for aid workers, things may temporarily become more dangerous. So we're eager to see that governance structure come into place, so that we have a framework in which we can operate safely and securely. But you know, we work in high risk environments, so we're ready to embrace the challenges that we need to. But the other challenge is you've got this incredibly dense population and people around. You know, you can't blow things up when there are people standing 10, 20 metres away. So there are whole crowd control issues. There are issues around collapsing buildings. So the technical challenges are enormous, as well as the challenges of being able to operate and keeping our team safe.
And on top of all of that, I think many of us have seen the absolute sort of devastation in places like Gaza City and across the region. You know, it's just a sea of rubble, isn't it? And so how long do you think this cleanup operation potentially could take?
So I think we need to be seen in some respects a bit like a technical service provider in this area. So for example, there will be lots of asbestos found amongst the rubble as well, and asbestos specialists will be brought in when that's found. So the construction sector will lead, and then we'll be brought in as technical specialists when explosive ordnance is found and when it's visible and when it's uncovered to destroy it safely. And so really, how quickly Gaza is rebuilt will depend on that construction sector. Now, one plan was the Egyptian plan from earlier in the year, and that talks of 5 years. It's ambitious. It's a $53 billion project, but it talks of 5 years. And so that's kind of the time frame that we need to be preparing for as well. Now, that time span will very much depend on the ability of us to get lots of experts into Gaza to be able to deploy quickly so that the construction, the reconstruction isn't delayed. But that's what we're planning for at the moment. So we're saying that we need approximately £60 million per year for 5 years to be able to address this problem at scale.
And does that money come from donations mostly? Do government grants? How can you get £60 million a year for that?
So we're funded roughly 66% from governments in the West mostly, but we're also starting to be funded by governments in the Gulf region, and then 33% private funding, very, very broadly. And we'll need a combination of both for this. We'll need, you know, this is a step up in scale. It's similar to Ukraine in terms of the levels of funding that we'll need. So that we'll be looking to build a coalition of our existing government donors, new government donors, and private donors as well to fund this project.
Okay, well, we wish you luck with that. Andrew Moore, Middle East Director at the HALO Trust. Many thanks for joining. Pose a complete.